Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, March 14, 2024. Did you really get a good deal? It is not, said the buyer. But when he go his way, then he boasteth. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 14. Today's morsel. I have had people say to me when they purchase a new vehicle that they got a good deal. I sometimes want to ask them to define what is considered a good deal, as no car dealer really gives you a good deal. There are more hidden charges than the eye can see. When I purchase a vehicle, I don't look for a good deal. I will ask the dealer for special incentives such as a military discount, senior citizen discount, or good interest rates. And I have found that if I go in with an interest rate better than the dealer's, they will make theirs lower so that I will use them. But to get a good deal, it doesn't really happen. When we lived in Asia, one of our yearly highlights were going to Seoul, Korea. It was always good to haggle with the vendors for fun to see if you could sometimes get a good deal. But when one once asked me if I wanted to buy a genuine imitation Rolex watch, we both got a good laugh. He told me that it wasn't real. Now, if I wasn't listening, I could have given in. Believe me, getting 4 cell phones for $25 isn't a good deal. Read the small print. This is one of the reasons as Christians that we need to be good listeners. One of the things that Satan does is offer folks things that may seem like they are getting a good deal, only afterwards it cost them more than they bargained for. Esau thought that he was getting a good deal trading his birthright for a bowl of soup. Scripture says, "And Esau said, Behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me?" Genesis chapter 25, verse 32. The writer of Hebrews says, "For you know how that afterwards, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears." Hebrews chapter 12, verse 17. His deal cost him dearly. Don't let Satan trick you into selling your birthright for things of this world. You are not getting a good deal. You must have this new birth experience to get into heaven. There are no other good deals out there. Sing this song with me today. I really enjoy living for Him. I wouldn't trade it for anything because I really enjoy living for Him. This feeling inside I just can't hide. And I want the world to know that I really enjoy living for Jesus. Thought for today, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16.